And now the game where we ask important people on to answer questions about unimportant things. There's a lot of debate this campaign season about what is the right kind of background for our future president, running a city, running a state, founding a business. We think the best predictor of future success on the national and international stage is success on our quiz. So we're pleased to welcome another participant in what we call the wait primary. Today, it's Republican presidential candidate and the former governor of Arkansas, Mr. Mike Huckabee. Governor Huckabee, welcome to Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Well, thank you very much, Peter.
What a pleasure to have you. I got to ask, it's crazy. What makes you think a kid from Hope, Arkansas, and then the governor of a small, obscure state like Arkansas could ever be president?
You know, it's been tried before.
Yeah.
Some people aren't sure that it turned out so well, so we're going to give it one more try.
There you go. Now, it is true. You actually, like President Clinton, are from Hope, are you not?
We both are, right. He left there when he was about 6 years old, and frankly, I think he'd have turned out better if he'd stayed there longer.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember.
But he's a good guy. We actually get along fairly well and have a very cordial relationship.
Governor Huckabee, one of the things you're known for, frankly, is losing an awful lot of weight, which you did while in office, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
What was the final figure? How much weight did you lose?
110 pounds.
That's a lot.
Wow. Yeah, that's an entire person.
I was about to say, that's like your own junior and your own lieutenant governor you lost. I've often wondered about this. What they say with alcoholics, for example, is they turn their life around after they reach the bottom, a moment where they can go no further in their vice. Was there a moment for you? I mean, had you reached the last of a box of Yodels? And you were like, what am I doing with my life? And you changed everything?
Well, the doctor gave me a good sort of chat when he set me down and told me that without a lifestyle change, I'd be entering my last decade of life. And that's a wake-up call. And then he described how that decade would play out. And as he described it, I just decided that we needed a different exit strategy. And so that was the beginning.
Wow. Nice. Wait, don't kill me.
Yeah. Yeah. So what was the first thing you did to change your life?
First thing I had to do was change eating habits, which for me, an old-fashioned Southern bred boy coming out of a house that essentially was, just growing up poor, we ate fried foods, which was the staple of Southern poor people.
So you weren't so much a Southern bred boy as a Southern breaded boy, really.
Southern breaded, fried, and gravied.
Exactly. Yeah. Has it changed your life going from a large person to a less large person?
When I get on an airplane, people don't go, oh, my gosh, he doesn't sit by me. There are so many changes. I mean, I have more energy and more stamina. I feel better. I can buy clothes without having to shop at the tent and awning store. There's just a whole lot of advantages to it. But the greatest advantage is that I'm going to outlive a lot of my political enemies now and just drive them nuts.
One of your last acts as governor of Arkansas, very controversial. As you were on the way out the door, you issued a controversial pardon. You pardoned Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones.
He had committed. Yeah, I did. How cool is that?
Yeah. All right. So you're proud of it. Fine.
Yeah, I was in college in 1975. He and Ronnie Wood drove through the state because they wanted to sort of trace the history of blues music in the Arkansas and Mississippi Delta. Well, their manager told them not to do it. A couple of long-haired British guys in a rented car in southern Arkansas wasn't a good idea. But they insisted, and so they were driving through the little town of Fordyce, Arkansas, and got pulled over by a deputy sheriff who said Keith was weaving on the road. And fortunately, the only thing they got him for was reckless driving. But they kept him in the Dallas County Jail all day long, and there were like 1,000 people out on the courthouse steps that afternoon. And I can remember thinking, oh, my gosh, we finally have the Rolling Stones to Arkansas. And what do? We bust their rear ends and put them in jail all day. So they come to Little Rock for a concert a year ago, and their keyboard player, Chuck Lavelle, is a friend of mine. And we got to talking, and he invited me to come backstage and meet the band, which I did. And Keith was telling me, that he'd been there before and goes through this whole thing. And I said, well, Keith, I can do something nobody else on earth can do. I can actually issue you a pardon. I can clear your record up in Arkansas. And he said, oh, man, could you really do that, mate? That would be just awesome, mate. And so at least that's what I think he said. When Keith, you never really know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Governor Mike Huckabee, we are delighted to have you with us today. In fact, we've asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Hey, is that a utopian turtle top you're driving? Sweet.
The utopian turtle top was just one of the names considered for what was going to be the biggest new car of 1957, the new Ford, that would turn the auto industry on its ear. It was eventually marketed, of course, as the Edsel. And exactly 50 years later, that name is, of course, now a byword for a flop. We used a nifty article in the Washington Post this week that came out to mark the 50th anniversary of the car's introduction. We're going to ask you three questions about the Edsel. Answer two, and you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice, on their home answering machine. Carl, who was Governor Mike Huckabee playing for?
Peter, the governor is playing for Sally Powell of Toronto, Canada.
Well, she can't even vote for me, man.
No.
Governor, I told you they were Democrats.
First question. As we said, after considering thousands of different names, Ford executives just decided to name the car after Edsel Ford, the late son of the company's founder. Pretty quickly, the name became a joke among car buyers. Some said it was really named Edsel because why? A, because when the Ford dealers first saw the car, they said, oh, that's a hard sell. Okay. Hard sell. Mm-hmm. B, it's an acronym standing for every day something else leaks. Or C, because the original Edsel Ford, who had a gimpy leg, quote, didn't run either.
I think I will go with B.
You're going to go with B, the acronym?
Yes.
Every day something else leaks?
Yes.
You're right. That's the answer. That was the joke of the time. Apparently, among the many problems with the car was very poor reliability. Did you know that or did you guess?
I just figured that by the process of elimination, that had to be the right answer.
Right. Okay.
Because Ford used to stand for Fixer Repair Daily.
Right.
Right.
You can't be saying that stuff about the American automotive industry and want to get elected. Just hit for
I'm just
me.
Repeating what others have said. That's all I'm doing here. Right.
Yeah. If the remaining six workers will vote against you.
Exactly. All right, let's see how well you do with this one. The styling came in for criticism, too. The designers wanted to make the grille vertical to make it look cool. But to make it work as a grille, it had to be really, really big. Thus, Time magazine referred to the car as looking like what? A, quote, an Oldsmobile sucking a lemon. B, quote, a spaceship as imagined by a dull 11-year-old. Or C, quote, as if it were designed not to outperform other cars, but to ram them.
Let's go with C.
You're going to go with C, as if it was designed not to outperform other cars, but to ram them. No, Time magazine said it was looked like an Oldsmobile sucking a lemon. Now, to see what they mean, you have to make a face like you just ate something really sour, like you suck in your teeth. Mm. And now do that and look in the mirror. That's an Edsel. Last question. If you get this one right, you'll win. So everything's very exciting. Isn't it, though? Once the car was finally in stores, after more than a year of hyped-up media frenzy, people came to look at it, but few people actually bought one. Desperate, Ford came up with a ploy to increase sales. Was it A, they announced that everybody who test drove an Edsel would be entered into a raffle to win a real pony?
No.
B, they paid famed bank robber Willie Sutton to endorse the Edsel as the perfect getaway car. Or C, they offered a custom kit, which really was just a fake front end you could bolt on the real one to hide the fact that it was an Edsel.
You know, none of those really sound good, Peter.
No.
But let's go with A.
You're right. They promised to give away ponies. The problem was that none of the winners wanted a pony. Instead, they took a cash prize, meaning that pretty soon, in addition to a bunch of Edsels, Ford dealers also had to deal with a lot of unwanted ponies. Carl, how did Governor Mike Huckabee do in our quiz?
The governor had two correct answers, Peter, so he wins our prize for Sally Powell. I'll be doing the message on her home answering machine. Congratulations, Governor.
Governor Huckabee, before we let you go, we want to try something. We've had presidential candidates on, and, well, frankly, they've tended to gas on a bit about their platforms and their qualifications, and we don't have the attention span for that. So with you, we're going to try something a little different. We're calling it Wait, Wait, Don't Bore Me. We want to give you a chance to make your case to the American people as to why you should be their next president, but we're only going to give you 30 seconds to do it. Why America should vote for Mike Huckabee, go.
Because what other presidential candidate has pardoned Keith Richards? What other presidential candidate has his own rock and roll band called Capital Offense? What other presidential candidate would talk about pardoning Keith Richards and having his own rock and roll band as a reason to be president? What other candidate would actually pick a pony in order to be a prize winner for a Canadian citizen who can't even vote for him in the presidential campaign? And what other presidential candidate would humiliate himself by answering such a question?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, what's that I hear? Yes, it's the strains of Hail to the Chief, sir.
Yes, he
Oh, ate. That was done well.
He you ate got, the wait primary.
You got my vote, man.
Mike Huckabee is a 2008 presidential candidate, the former governor of Arkansas, and a proud long-distance runner. Governor Huckabee, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, indeed.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. What a great fun to have you. Good luck, sir, in the trail.
Thank you.